The topic was discussed at this Tuesday's meeting of the County Council of Governments. As County Council Member Roger Armstrong noted, a COG meeting last summer heard from the mayors that bike races were disruptive and did not leave any revenue as they passed through. But Council Member and Camas resident David Yor said the tour of Utah earlier this month was well-organized and had minimal traffic impact. Camas Mayor Lou Marchand also said the event was exciting and he was surprised by the number of residents who said, "This is really cool."
It was extremely professionally done. We had an awesome local organizing committee and chair that did a bang-up job. For anybody to say that you would have something like that in Camas and all of a sudden, boom, there it is, and then that evening, boom, it's gone.
In about 3 hours.
Yeah. Amazing.
He said overall the reaction from locals was positive and negative, and business was off during the actual event.
It actually hurt the businesses that day. What's yet to be determined, and I don't know how we'll ever judge that, is who's going to come back. Because if you looked at that thing on the internet and saw how Camas Valley was showcased with the helicopter going over there and the rain that we just had and the greenery, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was beautiful. Now, not everybody is into cycling. We all know that. I'm not. So we're going to have a mix of happy and not so happy, but I've just got to compliment them. What a professional organization. What a great event that it was. It was fun.
Armstrong said for the future, local businesses can study how to benefit from this kind of instant event.
It was sort of this instant city and 4,000 instant people all at once, and then it went away. And so it's an opportunity for the community to see how that works and to anticipate for their own businesses. Because you can bring people to an event, but you can't make them spend money. So then it's up to the business people to say, okay, what did we do that worked and what did we do that didn't work, and how can we capture some of that the next time? We're going to have 5 hours or however long, and they tend to do this. How do we set up our business to try and capture that?
County Development Director Pat Putt said the hard numbers from this year's tour are not in yet. However, last year's tour brought in a little over $17 million for the state, and the projections are it could be $20 million this year.
In 2013, they said 260,000 people were on site. They think that number's closer to 275 this year. But in terms of, you know, broader international coverage, again, in the United States, cycling is a small sport. Over the pond, it's a huge sport. The event was televised in 150 countries. And just last year, the total audience that they were estimating through Nielsen was almost 14 million, 13,914,997 viewers. In terms of the social media stuff, almost 1.3 million hits.
Roger Armstrong suggested that bike tours could be an economic generator for the Camas and Hyannis area. But Mayor Marchant took some issue there, saying that would return to the syndrome of bikers coming through town and not spending money there.
And that's not my intent. My intent is not getting together a group of 40, 30, or 40 riders. My intent is you and your five buddies like to do rides together. You each pay $2,500 to sign up with this bike tour company, and they start you off and they make a stop in Colville. And there's the businesses here provide dinner or lunch or whatever it is. They make arrangements for that so that there are specific stops along the way. It's not a race to see how fast you can get through. It's actually more of a tour to ride the route of the tour of Utah.
Really.
Exactly.
If that works so that they do make those stops and then leave their money and move on.
Yeah. And that's the purpose.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's
what economic development is. Exactly
it is.
Right. And then you got businesses.
We don't want them come and live. We want to spend their money and then go home.
Camas Mayor Lou Marchant. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.